You have always been a blessed thing, and goodness has no trouble finding you, because goodness is what you deserve. By Upile Chisala. Welcome to my Voice Express podcast. My name is Rutendo, and thank you for joining me as I navigate the hard conversations, skills, truth, healing, and the beginning of something beautiful with friends, family, and colleagues on issues affecting us from the mental health, religion, finances, relations, cultures, art, or society, to things that matter, stories, healing, and realizing you are not alone. I hope you find your safe space and a place to call home. So let's talk about secondhand happiness, because I can't be the only one who smells crazy watching somebody grow, heal, inspire, and share their life stories. As terrible as the world is some days, or unbearable media can be, it's nice to actually have those moments where you realize it's not a bad world after all. I mean, do you ever like get that moment where you lay down on your bed, blankly staring at the roof and just reflecting on the day's event? You are not where you want to be, but you are also not where you used to be. At the beginning, you adjusted to the changes to the point that you realize that there's no reason to kill yourself to these standards that exist in society, because God's got you covered and He's got a plan and how He wants it to run through. It's just amazing and graceful how life just unrolls in over 1 year. Lately, I've been sharing this secondhand happiness. I just can't help smiling and feeling contagiously happy because of what's happening around me. Believe me when I say some of these people, I don't even know who they are, have been giving me this cloud nine happiness. You know, it has been an honor watching them grow, give up, fight on, inspire, and attain their goals. Being able to experience that beautiful moment and success in their life is like, oh my goodness, they are making it and they deserve this thing. And you know, the beauty about this happiness is not that kind of happiness where you want to feel inspired or you feel like, if she can do it, I'm gonna do it. No, it's that genuine happiness of realizing that, damn, this person has worked so hard and this person deserves everything that's coming their way. So, not to bore you all, Oscar Wilde once said, "I don't want to be at the mercy of emotions. I want to use them, to enjoy them, to dominate them." And this got me thinking how much power I have given to my emotions. Each time I had an opportunity to experience this happiness at first or second hand, I have allowed my emotions to take over and let these moments pass by. So each time when I hold that book, that hardcover, smell its newness, I am going to experience that happiness. Each time I walk into a room, smell a good perfume, smell good food, you know, I am going to experience that happiness. Each time I walk into a store, see a shoe that I love, and put on that shoe, and look at the mirror and just look at my feet, I am going to experience that happiness. Because what, I am not going to allow anything to pass me by. I am going to ensure that as I am going to not be at the mercy of my emotions, but I am going to use those emotions to enjoy every single moment and ensure that I dominate them in how I control them, where they have to be, what they need to do, and how to experience each and every moment. Let's not allow any moment to pass by us. Let's enjoy every emotion, every happiness, every sorrow, every grief, every whatever it is. Let's feel it. Let's enjoy it. You know, we all have that friend, that cousin, that sibling, that stranger we found on social media who has fallen so many times and they still got up and kept on fighting. And you just want to ask, why do you keep on fighting? Why do you keep on doing this? Why do you keep on tormenting yourself? Why do you keep on suffering? Just, you know, give up and walk away. But here is the thing. They don't listen. No, they keep on doing their thing to a point whereby they're just so much of professionals in whatever it is that they are doing and giving themselves second chances, whether with other people or in a different whole field or department. Then such comes a time when we finally see them winning, getting their results, you know, finally succeeding and being at a point where they're finally getting what they deserve. That happiness, that excitement, that joy, being able to like share those moments with them, it's everything. And at last, all is in place and everything is in their favor. They finally get their happiness. This is where we experience the second hand happiness. So some call it love. Some still ask, what is that? I guess the definition of happiness is different to everyone. And I hope that you find yours soon. Whether you are the one giving us happiness or the one sharing with us the second happiness, I hope you do find your happiness out there. Please, please don't forget to like our Instagram page, myv_voiceexpress, or make sure to visit our blog, My Voice Express, on WordPress. Don't forget to like, to subscribe, and share. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Till next time, ta-ta!